خلف روانا بفيوتنا مبشينا مبنى وما ثواب نوت ينقوت أمين. Today the fourth day of the blessed month of Misra. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day the righteous King Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, the king, departed. He was the seed of David of the tribe of Judah. There was no king appointed over the children of Israel like this righteous man after David. The other kings worshipped the idols and built altars for them. After becoming king, Hezekiah destroyed the idols and demolished their altars. Therefore, God rewarded him for more than what he had done. In the 14th year of his kingdom, Sanherib, king of Persia, came and besieged Jerusalem. He was a great and very powerful king, and all of other kings in his time were afraid of him. Hezekiah also feared him and sent him large sums of money, but Sanherib was not satisfied with them. Instead, he threatened and intimidated Hezekiah, and he reviled with his unclean tongue God the Glorious and Most High, saying, "Do not be deceived by your God, that you are depending on him," saying, "Do not deliver Jerusalem to the hands of king of Persia." Then Hezekiah wept, rent his garments, and he put on her sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord and prayed, saying, "O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God. You alone of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear the words of Sanherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord, our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone." Then King Hezekiah sent a letter to Isaiah the prophet to inform him about what Sanherib had said and asked him to pray for him. Isaiah answered and told him that God would strengthen his heart and God will do to Sanherib an action the like of which has never been heard. That night, the angel of the Lord went forth and slew 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. The rest were conquered and returned to their countries. When Sanherib went to worship in the house of his gods, his son slew him with the sword and killed him. Thus Hezekiah escaped his hands and glorified God. In those days Hezekiah was sick and near death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord. Then it happened before Isaiah had gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Return and said, tell Hezekiah, I will add to your days 15 years. Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "What's the sign that the Lord will heal me?" Then Isaiah said, "This is the sign to you from the Lord, the shadow of the sun will be brought 10 degrees backward. حاجة عجيبة جدا. ربنا علشان ينقذ يدي 15 سنة لحزقية رجع الدنيا كلها. يقول 10 درجات لما يرجع 10 درجات بما بال انت فاهمين 10 درجات يعني زمان علشان عشان يقيسوا النهار والليل كان في درجات كده فكل ما مش بالساعة زي اللي في ايدنا دلوقتي فدرجة كل ما تنزل درجة يعرفوا ان فات ساعة فهو راح مرجع له 10 درجات لورا يعني رجع له الزمن كله عشان خاطره. The Lord is ready to make anything for the whole world for just one righteous man. And this is what happened with Hizqiya. It's a very marvelous story. إنه ربنا يرجع 10 درجات يعني مش يقول له طب هزود لك 15 سنة وخلاص. طب إيه العلامة؟ قال له أنا رجع لك الدنيا كلها. رجع لك الدنيا كلها 10 درجات عشان خاطر تتأكد إن أنا أديك 15 سنة زيادة على عمرك. All kings feared him and they brought tribute to him because they knew that God was with him. King Hizqiya reigned for 29 years and all the days of his life were 54 years when he departed in peace. His prayer, which he uttered through the Holy Spirit when he was healed of his sickness, is written in the book of Isaiah. This prayer we pray in Abu Ghalamsis as a sign that Hizqiya was going to die and the Lord gave him life. And it was a sign of the life after death that the Lord himself performed on the cross for the salvation of the whole world. On this day also was the consecration of the church of the great Saint Anthony. May his prayers be with us. And glory be to God forever. Amen. Yes.
Antonio.